Paula speaking.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I do.
I'm having trouble hearing you. We sound like you're really far away.
Is
Let
it
me
better
see
now?
If I could. Oh, it's a lot better. A lot better.
Okay. Yeah, the microphone was a bit away. Okay, how can I help you?
Okay. My name is Martha Moorfield, and I am so tired of dinking around with all of these agencies, and then nobody shows up. What I need help, and I don't need all the time help, but part-time help, and I need someone that can provide that for me.
Sure. Do you want to do it under Medicaid, or you want to do private pay? How do you want to do that?
I'm not on Medicaid.
You're not on Medicaid.
No, okay. I'm on Medicare.
You're on Medicare.
I don't know if that makes any difference, but
so do you want to do like private pay?
No,
no
I will
pay
come out of my. It will be out of pocket.
Out of pocket, got it. And in which county are you?
Or credit card. It doesn't make any difference
okay.
to me.
No problem. We'll see what will work best. But in which county are you?
I'm in St. Louis County, in the county.
If it's St.
Not
Louis
in the
county,
city, in the county.
I understand. In the county of St. Louis, we have multiple of caregivers because we're one of the biggest agencies there. But why didn't you have any care? That's weird because we have caregivers. We can staff you right away. Let me see. Give me 1 minute. Let me take down your information to our staffing department. 1 second. Give me a minute. Okay, what I can do is I'll take down your information. I'll take down all your preferences of a caregiver, whatever you need. I'm going to send it into our staffing department. Once they have a case for a caregiver for you, then I'll ask them to reach out to you to let them know, and you'll decide if, like, you'll interview them, decide them if you want or not.
Okay, sounds
Make
good.
Sense? Okay, because it should be quick and easy because, as I said, we have a lot of caregivers in that area, so it shouldn't, like, be, hopefully by today or tomorrow, they'll have someone for you, and you'll just interview, see them if you like them.
Yes, and I'm meeting them pretty fast. I mean, it may be some of the things are a little bit weird, like I need help taking down a Christmas tree.
Sure. Give me 1 minute. Before we go to that, I want to take down all your preferences, but in order to fill that out, I'll need first your basic information, and then I'll take down all preferences you need, what you want, need assistance with. Is it okay with you? Hello?
Up here.
Yeah, so first I need your first and last name.
Okay, it's Martha, and I'm going to spell my last name. Morfeld.
Got it. Thank you so much. And the point of contact I'll put in yourself, right? And your date of birth, Martha.
Address is 1924, and I'm going to spell this, V-I-A is the first word, V-E-N-E-T-O Drive, that is Veneto Drive, St. Louis, Missouri, 63125, and my birth date is September 26, 1942.
Got it. Thank you so much. Do you have an email address, Martha, that I can put in?
Yes, I do have an email address. Just reverse my name. It's like moorfieldmartha@gmail.com.
Got it. That's quite easy. Martha@gmail.com. Do you have your social security number with you?
Yes. 352-34 7134.
Got it. And
my phone number is 314-605-4583. But you probably can see it on your phone.
Yes,
but
I
thought
can
I just
see it. Yes. Give me a minute. Okay, I think we're all set with the basic information. Now let me just take down some staffing notes. and your schedule. So how many hours do you need in a week, which schedule, which days?
It is going to vary. Some weeks I'm going to need more than other weeks. Is that possible to do?
I can ask them. I can just put it in, and it will also depend on the caregiver.
I mean,
but
like
the
weeks that I go to the doctor, I would like them, you know, to take me to the doctor and then maybe then get the medicine. Other days, I know I want my refrigerator cleaned out. I want to get this tree stuff down. Mm-hmm. And now, they don't have to worry about doing my laundry any longer. I am having it sent out. In other words, I got so tired. Where I live, they closed the laundry room for remodeling. I got so tired of waiting on them, I started it up with a laundry service here in St. Louis, and I really like them. They take your laundry one day, and they bring it back the next day, washed and folded and everything.
Perfect.
And I also got one of the, the trash. I was having so much trouble because of my age. And this high, I think it was over a block and a half away, but it was so huge. The top of it was the top of my head, plus it had these big lids on it that I couldn't lift. I couldn't get my trash out. I was so sick of the trash. Now I got guys that are coming in and coming into the house taking the trash. So at least I don't have to live with that any longer. So at least accomplish two things. Get the trash out, get the laundry done.
Right. We got to try and make ourselves the easiest possible.
Yeah, but I need somebody that can drive and has a car.
Okay.
And that's to go like to the grocery store and to doctors mainly.
Okay.
And
do you have a specific like how many times a week you want, or you don't have anything specific? Yes, like morning hours, late hours, or you want everything should be flexible?
So I would like maybe at least 2 days a week.
Okay.
But not the whole 8 hours. I don't think, since I live in an apartment, I have enough for them to do. If I had enough for them to do for the whole 8 hours, I would have them. But they would just be sitting here, and that doesn't make sense. So I don't have enough to do because it's such a small area. You know, I live in right now. My husband died exactly a year ago, and I had to move out from where we were. And I moved in with a friend for just a month or two, and then I moved to this apartment. And it's because of my age, but the rent is very reasonable. I would have liked to have gone to one of those senior places. I have lived in one before, and the rent is tremendous there, and getting in is costs a lot of money. Uh-huh. And I had problems when I was there of feeling trapped. I don't know whether other people feel, but I just felt their life is like not your own. You know, you're like, you got to eat now. If you don't, you know, or you got to do this. And it was just, I don't know. But I sat down and I figured out how much I was spending on Ubers right now and on food delivery and things. And it was a lot, more enough that I could afford to have somebody come in. It would probably be cheaper than this, especially Ubers. They are expensive. Plus, I have to pay a $30 fee every month to get this prescription for that. I got that Go-Go Grandma or whatever it is, and they get the Ubers for me. But when I go to the doctor, I pay the Uber more than I pay the doctor. That sounds crazy, but last time I went, it was exactly $100. That is to go and come back from the doctor. And then plus I had to wait a half an hour for it to come back and pick me up. And that, you know, I do that every month. And so I figure I might as well hire somebody to
Right.
come in, if not to dry, and to help me, like with this tree and the refrigerator and things I just
Right.
can't do anymore.
Sure. So
So
I
I
got.
would say 2 days a week. Oh, I would say probably maybe what, 6 hours. I can't use them. I will use them 8, but I don't know if there's enough to do. But I would like to move it around. Like
Got it.
some weeks I might want them on a Friday, but then if the doctor's appointment's on a Wednesday, I would want to go on a, you know, I want them
Right.
on a
I got it.
Wednesday.
So we can
I
do
mean, it
like
just
we do
cut.
minimum 3 hour shifts. So we can do 6 hours twice a week. Like three
You do
hours
do
twice a
3 hour
week.
shifts. You do
Yeah,
do
three.
3 hour shifts,
Yes,
but
we
you
do.
don't do like 4 or 5.
We can do 4 or 5 as well, but the minimum is 3 hours.
Oh, 3 hours is not enough, really. I
You'll need
mean,
more than
not
three. Well,
too.
you can do more. I don't mind. You can do like, I mean, 3 hours per
Well,
day, I mean.
how much do you charge an hour?
So that you'll need to speak with our intake department that will call you, but I think it's around $30 an hour.
Oh, that sounds reasonable.
Yeah. And no, it's a reasonable price. Like we have a lot of cases. What I can do is let
Yeah.
you want like 6 hours a
Well,
day or 6 hours a week?
start me off at 2 days a week, probably 6 hours each day.
Oh, 6 hours each day. So that will be 12 hours per week. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. I'll put
And
that
we'll
in.
see how that works out.
Yeah, we can work it always out. We can always change, but first we need to get like an overall picture. I'll put everything in for the specialist. She's going to look over your case, see the options of caregivers we have for you, and then she's going to contact you and let you know, like, we'll see which one is the best match for you. Make sense?
Okay.
Any other questions,
Okay.
Martha, until she calls you?
Okay. Will you call me with
Yeah, she's
when
going to call you.
okay. Oh, can do you know what number to call me on? The only reason I'm saying that, I am getting so many phone calls because just 2 days ago they opened up that open season on getting your insurance that goes along with your Medicare. And when they
Okay.
open up the season, the insurance men just absolutely come at you. I've already had 6 calls this morning
Oh
from them.
my.
I just don't answer the
Yeah.
phone after a while. That's why I ask about the
Sure.
number, because I would want to talk to them. I'm sick of talking to them. I just say, no, I'm not interested, and you know, hang
Right.
up. But
I'll give you the number she's gonna call. Do you have a pen and paper to write it down?
I do. I always have, yes.
Okay. So it's gonna be, it will start with 314 501. Then it will
I
be
hope
two
it's
five
how much? What? 314?
501.
Okay.
2 5.
Last 4 digits.
So the last 4 digits will vary on according which representative will be, but it will start with 2 5, and basically the last 2 digit will vary, may be
Okay,
different.
but the 501 will be
Yeah, it will be a
501.
501 number. Okay, Martha, I think we're all set. Any questions? Martha, are you still here? Hello? Martha, I don't hear you. Are you still here? Okay, Martha, I think we're all set for now. I'll have the specialist call you. Okay? Thank you. Bye.